live on Locust. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Well, today here at Star and Des Moines Radio Group is, well, it's a bittersweet day. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a longtime friend and coworker of ours who is retiring. This is her last day. And if you've ever dealt with the radio station, you've dealt with Lori.
Yes.
She is beloved by all, and deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is a fantastic ambassador, but she's just a good person, and it's all legit.
Yeah.
It is.
There's nothing completely genuine.
Think about her. We love her.
And we can't just let her go, you know, by going, hey, good luck, Lori.
Right.
She means too much.
Happy retirement. So she just got in.
Yes, she did.
All right, Kurt, go
out
and
she's unpacking right now.
Go out and get her. All bring right. her in. I mean, she is just the best.
So we,
she is
yeah,
just
we
so kind and good to people.
Surprise her.
And pay her back a little bit. Just a little bit.
Show her some love.
Yeah. So Kurt's grabbing Lori out there. We went and turned the radio down earlier, so I don't think she knows.
I think he's telling her we need a picture or something.
Okay. All right.
Okay. They're going to be coming in.
All right, here they come.
Yep.
Here they come.
Just want to get a picture. Over here.
Come
over.
Yeah, come on over here.
Come on over here.
Yeah, by Kurt. Have a seat, Lori.
Sit down.
She just realized we're putting her on the air, and she's
put on your headphones.
Horrified.
Okay. Well, we have
she's making faces.
She does not like this.
Don't make me do this.
This was the part I was worried about.
We have to, Lori. We have to.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Lori, how long have you been with Des Moines Radio Group?
17 years.
17 years. And you are, anybody, as we were saying, anybody who has ever dealt with you has had a good experience. I'm sure of it. You are, people talk about you all the time. No matter who it is, anybody I deal with regularly over the phone from wherever they are will say to me, whoever answers your phone or whoever is at the front desk
mm-hmm.
is the absolute best. Can we hire her? And I have blocked so many jobs for you, Lori.
Thank you.
Could be
now,
so rich.
None locally, but yeah, you would I might have had to move to New York or LA or something. But anyway, people absolutely love you, and we just wanted to say that how happy we are for you
mm-hmm.
that you get this next chapter in your life. But how sad we all are.
We're gonna miss you
because we are gonna miss
yeah.
you
so much,
and we're not the only ones. We went around and we asked people who worked here to talk about you.
Now, look, I'm not prepared for this.
This is why we did this.
I'm already sad and happy today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, excuse me, I'm going to say that you three have gotten me through my mornings. And this one...
She's pointing at me.
Kurt.
What did I do now?
He's the whole reason years ago I started listening to Star.
Oh, thanks, man.
And even though he's
mom.
A little booger, a little stinker.
Thanks for cleaning it up.
I still love him even though he throws shoes at me every day.
He thinks it's funny. You know, we're working on that.
We haven't been the best parents. Okay, Lori, listen to what everybody that works here wanted to say to you.
I'm going to miss how genuinely kind she is. She's just the kindest person on the planet, and she makes you smile every single time you walk into a room, and there aren't many people like that anymore.
I'm going to miss how welcoming Lori is and how she makes everyone feel when they enter our station.
What's not to love about Lori? Ever since day one, she has just been just like family, and it's just, she welcomed me in on day one, plus the cookies that she's made are amazing, but just always has a smile every single day, and it's not going to be the same without her.
Lori is the best way for me to finally wake up in the morning. I say it's coffee, but it's really Lori and her big smile. 'Cause I'm on top of the world, hey.
Going to miss the smile I get every day you walk into the office. I love it and I'm going to miss it.
because she is a sparkling ray of sunshine when you walk in this building.
She would always tell someone new not to bang the cabinets near the front desk because she knew it would anger me and I would come running out of the Star Studio, "Who banged the cabinets?" So she would warn them that I would get very angry.
She makes everyone around her always feel good. And so I love to go up front because she always makes me feel special.
Become my work wife, and so she's leaving me, and so I gotta deal with that. And,
oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Bye, Lori. Love you.
She always makes you feel good because she loves my laugh, and so it's easier to laugh around her because I know she'll enjoy it, and she'll make me feel welcome and warm and right at home.
My favorite thing about her is that she emotionally meets people where they're at, and she is so loving and so caring, and she's just everybody's mom.
Hey, Lori, this is Jimmy. You know, I'm going to miss so many things about you, you know, razzing you at the front desk, you know, complimenting your hair and not going out and having margaritas with me, invite me over to your pool. But most important thing is, I still haven't gotten that ice cream. I've been waiting for years, almost 30 years, Lori, and you haven't gotten me not one scoop of ice cream. Not one scoop. I'm kind of disappointed. But, hey, off to bigger and better things. You get to chill out at your pool, and maybe I'll swing by and have a margarita at your pool. Lori, I'm going to miss you. We're all going to miss you. Have a good one.
Yay!
You know, Lori, I'm going to say personally, just from me, that I want to thank you for always treating my family as kindly as you have.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they all talk about you.
I don't even know how I can talk after that. You guys made me cry. You know, I felt like this was more than just a job here, and somebody asked a question yesterday, what do you want to be known for? And I want to be known for my kindness because that's what everybody tells me I am. And it's important to be kind. And I am sad to leave this place, but I know that everybody's family here. And all of your extended family is family. And I hope that I will see you guys again. Of course, I will bring cookies.
Lori Welch for 17 years at Des Moines Radio Group.
Yay,
bravo.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
And we love you.
Warriors, Jaguars, and Polar Bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.